Each year, I speak with the leading authorities in the field of hair restoration. A common challenge for patients seeking a hair transplant surgeon is how to find a good one. Training, experience, recognition from one's peers, these are all critical to assess. But there is one simple step a patient can take to at least narrow the search down to those doctors that take education seriously, and that is membership in the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery. A doctor that doesn't care about education is a doctor to avoid. And as the ISHRS is the world's leading source for education in this field, all serious doctors are members. To help me explore the importance of this topic further, I'll be speaking to the president of the ISHRS, Dr. Kapil Dua.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Haber, hair loss expert and hair transplant surgeon from Cleveland, Ohio. Join me and the Hair Transplant Roadshow as I travel the globe seeking answers to important surgical and non-surgical hair loss questions from the true experts in the field.
Today, the Hair Transplant Roadshow travels for the first time to India, where my guest is Dr. Kapil Dua. Please support this program by selecting like, subscribe, and requesting notifications when our next episode is available, and make comments and suggestions as well. Kapil is the president of the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery, the world's oldest and largest international educational organization for hair restoration, and as president has a very influential voice in our field. And as India recently surpassed China as the most populous country in the world, Kapil also plays a very important role in guiding the rapidly growing field of hair restoration in India. Kapil has reached fellow status in the ISHRS. He is certified by the ABHRS and currently serves on its board of directors. He is the co-founder and chairman of AK Clinics, located in New Delhi. He's lectured extensively throughout the world and has contributed to multiple textbooks, including as co-editor of the textbook Hair Transplantation. I am honored that he's able to take time from his other responsibilities to be my guest to help discuss the important role of the ISHRS in the world of hair restoration surgery. Hi, Kapil.
Hi, Bob. Thank you very much for a wonderful introduction. It's an honor to talk to you and share my thoughts about ISHRS and where our hair restoration industry is moving around. So thank you very much for having me on your show. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Kapil, tell our viewers a little about your practice in New Delhi.
So I practice in New Delhi. I have multiple practices. We started off in Ludhiana. Ludhiana is one of the biggest cities of the state of Punjab, situated in North India. Dr. Aman and myself, we started FUE hair transplant in 2007. So we had the first clinic over there. And after that, we opened the second clinic in 2011-12 in New Delhi. And we have another practice in Bangalore. And right now we have got two clinics in Ludhiana, and we look after both the cosmetology as well as the hair transplant. I exclusively practice hair transplant only, and I keep on moving from city to city for surgeries in different cities because I do the surgery myself. So I have multiple practices, so I'm quite a frequent traveler, you might say. And people who know me very well, they say, you might as well write a book on your experiences of traveling rather than hair transplant. So it's been like that.
Well, that'd be a fun book to read.
Yeah.
Kapil, you're nearing the end of your tenure as president of the ISHRS. What's your single most important accomplishment?
First of all, I feel honored and humbled to be the president of the world's most influential society in our field of hair restoration. I have been somebody who never had any backing, never knew anybody. So it's basically the culture of ISHRS, which allows different people to show up for the self-expression, for the contribution, and you are looked or taken care by the organization. So This is what I have always felt is the best part to begin with, which, like, because when I came onto the scene, when I became a member and attended the meeting in 2009, I did not know anybody. So, but I kept on presenting the papers, kept on writing in forum, and I feel that if a person like me can go to the top, everybody has a chance to go up to the top. So that's my first point. That's about ISHRS, and I feel it's a big family where I met people like you, Russell, Bassam, then worked with Victoria, Melanie, and my own, EC and the board, Brad, Ricardo. So these are all the people with whom I've worked for the past 7 to 10 years, and I feel it's more like a family. So that family character, or, you can speak freely, you can share whatever you want to share. So these are all the beautiful things which I have felt on a personal level. And when it comes down to whatever I have done in the past 1 year as a president of ISHRS, when I assumed the chair, I was clear that ISHRS, being the biggest society in the world in the field of hair restoration, has to increase its influence to more and more places. So inside of that, I thought that ISHRS should be the go-to society for the learners, regulators, as well as the patients. And I'm very glad that I have been able to do some things in that whole, in all the three spaces. ISHRS per se, if you go to the mission statement and the core purpose, is improving the quality of life for patients of hair loss through medical therapy and hair restoration surgery. And I'm glad that we have contributed towards that, and more so in this year by increasing our platform of patient education. So in this year, we did the live stream for patient education in more than 10 languages throughout the world, be it Portuguese, Chinese, in English, we did in Spanish. So all the languages were covered up. So the first and foremost priority is to take care of the patients to improve their quality of life. So we were able to do that through the live education program. Then we upgraded our website. So that was another main thing that we did. When it comes to the membership, I believe that the strongest pillar of ISHRS is education. And myself being the president, I have been fortunate that I've been able to, take the permission of the board, and we have been able to launch the WhatsApp group, ISHRS WhatsApp group. Now, the importance of that WhatsApp group is that it is the biggest source of education for all the hair restoration surgeons of the world. So it helps us to fulfill the overall aim of providing everyday education to the members of ISHRS. And as you have seen, that there are all kinds of people who, show up on the WhatsApp. They have different kinds of problems. They face a medical problem. They want advice. So there are people from all over the world who can, who can support these people. Another important thing, as far as the members are concerned, we will be launching soon the preceptorship program for the members of ISHS. Now, the preceptorship program is a different kind of a program, which is a short program to just give somebody an exposure to what good surgery or technique somebody else is doing. So, like, if I want to come to you for hairline designing for 1 week, earlier, either there's a fellowship program or I have to meet you in your office, but in a workshop. But somehow we feel that you still do not get a full sense of how Bob is doing the surgery. So now we will have an official program in which I will apply to Bob through ISHRS, and I will say, hey, Bob, I want to come to you for 1 week to learn the hairline designing. I want to go to ex-surgeon. I want to learn the preview long hair transplant. So I can just go over there, spend the time, and get the validation or certification by the ISHRS. So both these steps are going to be very much important for fulfilling our aim of everyday education for the members. So this is what I feel has been good. Apart from that, even with the regulators, I would like to share that last year, only the Canadian government took the guidelines from us as to who will do the surgery. And the Dubai Health Authority has already said that the fellows of the ISHRS can, do the hair transplant surgery or whatever specialty they are. Then we have got requests from the Swiss, Switzerland, Iran to frame the guidelines. So ISHRS has been able to be in a position where it can influence or it can guide the regulators as to who should do the hair transplant surgery and what steps should be done by which person. In fact, even in India, we had the guidelines being launched, so in which it was clearly mentioned that the surgical steps should be done by the surgeon. So this is a big victory, I think, for the ISHRS that we are regarded as the guides or the go-to people when it comes to formulating the guidelines for hair transplant industry. So these are the little bit things that I've been able to do in 1 year.
It's been a busy year. I don't think people realize how difficult, how much work there is to act as president for the year. It's a nonstop barrage of stuff. And those of us in the society, recognize it, and also recognize the importance of the ISHRS. And I think you brought up a nice thing. You can go from a new member to president simply by doing good work and working hard and, representing yourself well. There are no other ways of rising to the top. You only get there if you earn that, which is good. I think one of the messages I think that's critical, because we know how important the ISHRS is, but a lot of patients don't recognize its importance. And one of the messages I think that's critical to get across is how crucial it is for a patient surgeon to be a member of the ISHRS. For someone surfing the net today looking for a surgeon, there's an extraordinary amount of noise to sift through. I'm going to use some graphics to illustrate this. At the bottom of the pyramid are all hair transplant providers, both physicians and the non-physicians who represent the black market. On the next level up are all physicians who perform hair transplants, but many are simply inexperienced and of poor quality. On the next level are physicians who are taking steps to become experts by either joining the ISHRS or becoming certified by the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. And while that's good, closer to the top of the pyramid are those surgeons who are both members of the ISHRS and are certified by the ABHRS. But at the very top of the pyramid are those highly experienced and skilled doctors who have reached fellow status with the ISHRS and are certified by the ABHRS. Seeking surgeons who have these two credentials should be the starting point in a patient search. Not the ending point, but the starting point. Kapil, of course, has reached the top of the pyramid. How do you think those credentials have helped you in your career, Kapil?
I feel that it has a huge influence being exclusively dedicated to the field of hair transplant, both on a practice level that people give you a lot of regard for that you have worked so much, and to be fair, I'm one of the very few people who have reached this far in India, although I'm not the senior most, but I became a fellow some 7-8 years back, as well as the ABHRS diplomate. So there are very few people, maybe 2 or 3 more like me, who have done both the things, number one. And the people or the patients view it as a matter of respect. They look at me as a person of authority, and more so after myself becoming the president. So that has been proven beyond doubt. This man is a genuine man or he's doing the right kind of work. So it has really helped me a lot in practice. And not just that, in India also they are thinking about framing the guidelines. Just because of these credentials, I have been invited. I'm a part of the committee at the government level, at the Direct General of Health Services at the level of the Government of India, where they invited me as one of the members of that committee, even though I'm the past president of Indian Association, but they still valued my credentials and thought that I'm worthy enough to be a part of contributing towards the standardization or the minimum standards that should be followed in hair transplant. I feel this is a big achievement, and this would have not been possible had I not been, fellow of the ISHRS, risen to the position, plus ABHRS. So and plus, one of the important thing is that this is for all the people outside I personally feel that being dedicated to just one field gave me an opportunity to study the subject from different angles in a lesser period of time. Since I don't do any other work, cosmetic surgery, cosmetology, although my clinic offers all those things, I do not practice. So, you know, within 5 to 7 or 10 years period, because of the constant studying for ABHS or for writing the papers, I had a sufficient amount of time to understand the biophysics or the biomechanics or whatever things are involved in the field of hair transplant from different angles, not only as a surgeon related to harvesting, but also slick making, also, you know, how to handle the team and all those things. So I feel that it's been a good journey so far, and ISHRS gave me that push, you know, that which you need as a person, and you know, gave me that self-confidence, and actually made me feel that I have arrived. So that was very good, both on a personal as well as professional. And I personally feel that this is the pinnacle. I always, you know, talk to my teammates or to my doctors that this is the point. Now, after that, there is going to be a, you know, downhill, because ISHS is the biggest association in the world. But I feel there's still a lot to contribute, and I will keep on contributing based on the respect and based on the credentials that I have. I really feel nice about it.
It's a pinnacle, but it's not downhill after this, Kapil. There's more stuff to do, I assure you, for people that are hardworking. And to get these credentials, it takes years of effort and training and testing. These are really, really important credentials. Thank you, Kapil, for taking the time to join the show and discuss this important topic. And congratulations on what's obviously been a very successful year as our president. Please tell our viewers how to get in contact with your office to explore surgical options with you and your team.
So we mainly do FUE. I do FUE. I do strip surgery also till now, but the number of patients have gone very less. I'm too much into body hair harvesting, beard transplantation. So I do almost all kinds of hair transplant surgery. So I always tell the patient that it's been a huge amount of time that I've been into this field and exclusively feeling hair transplant. So we do almost all kinds of surgeries. But what I have learned over the period of time is to think about the patient. And even in today's world, when people call the people who are suffering from hair loss as clients, I personally don't call them clients. For me, they are still the patients. And I feel that, you know, having that doctor-patient relationship in spite of whatever cosmetic, whatever financial or commercial things we have. But I feel that when the person who is sitting in front of me is labeled as a patient, there's always some heart-to-heart connection. And I always tell everybody, feel for the person who is sitting in front of you. What if you are in front of him? If we reverse the roles, treat them like that. Try to stick down to the basics. Do well and rest, everything will take care of. So that is what I've learned in the past 20 years. And I wish everybody to think like that.
Great standards to uphold, Kapil, and patients will do well to find their way into your hands. Thank you again for participating. And I look forward to having another conversation. And I'll be seeing you in a few weeks. So until the next time on the Hair Transplant Roadshow, thanks to Kapil. So much to learn and so much to participate in being part of this organization. Thank you.